Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, his rambling, hate-filled blueprint for the Third Reich, will be in German bookstores for the first time in almost 70 years when a new annotated edition of the book is published in Germany in January 2016. After World War II, the occupying Allies banned the book and the rights passed to Bavaria, but the copyright expires at the end of this year, and all 16 German states have agreed that the book can be re-released as long as it contains annotations. But even with the 4,000 or so expected footnotes, there have been protests. A spokesperson for the Jewish Forum for Democracy Against Anti-Semitism in Berlin said, "Can you annotate the devil?" The new version is being published by the well-respected Institute of Contemporary History in Munich. Magnus Breschkin joins us now. And Magnus, can you annotate the devil?
Well, we are an academic institute who was founded after the Second World War to do research on the origins of National Socialism and Third Reich. And all what Hitler has been written and published between 1925 and 1933 is already available as a critical annotated edition. So there's just one gap, and this gap is, as you mentioned, Mein Kampf. So we are filling this gap with a critical annotated edition of a historical text amidst all the other texts which are already available.
Well, but how do you address what some would say are just crazy statements about Jews, for instance? It's one thing to annotate for historical references, but how do you annotate insanity?
Well, Hitler's writings are taking up historical discourses of the time and of previous decades. Modern antisemitism came up in the second part of the 19th century. And he's not the only one who's writing in the 1920s about antisemitism, eugenics, racism, and so on. And what we are doing is to show where these ideas come from, where the formulations come from, where other sources lie that have formulated this racism and antisemitism previously, and where he and how he amalgamates these ideas to some sort of a political program. And with this, we can then explain why a text which nowadays, if you read it in 2015, sounds very strange and very foreign and not very really understandable, was connecting with many people at the time in the 1920s. It was connecting because people at the time had this as something which was part of their everyday life.
This anti-Semitism and this hatred. The book was dictated by Adolf Hitler to Rudolf Hess when the two were imprisoned after the Nazis' failed coup in Munich in 1923. Even Hitler said later, "Had I known I'd rise to lead the country, I never would have written the book." But pull one line out, as the New York Times recently did. Here's a line that they say is just plain, you know, balmy. "The Judaization of our spiritual life and the mammonization of our mating impulse sooner or later befouls our entire new generation." What would you do with that?
Well, this is part of a racist, social Darwinist, and also imperialist discourse, which has been going on for several decades. You will find similar formulations with other authors at this time or also previous to the First World War. What is new with Hitler is that he amalgamates this into a political program and puts this at the forefront of what he sees as his worldview or ideology, and that he really wants to put this into practice.
Well, others have written, I'm looking at Guy Walters, who wrote the book Hunting Evil, who wrote in The Telegraph, the hope that what you are doing will in effect be an academic demolition of Hitler's words, death by footnote. But do you worry that footnotes and the idea that you've expressed that this will be put in the context of the time will actually give more credence to twisted minds who might be looking to this book for the blueprint that he intended it?
If someone wants to read Mein Kampf now, then he or she can do this. The English version has never been out of print. And the same is more or less true for the German text. And if you type in Hitler Mein Kampf PDF at any search engine on the internet, you will have the text available in German within a few seconds. So the text is available, and what he or she cannot do is get sufficient historically based information of really what lies behind the text, and that is what we are delivering.
You are a publisher. You're, again, a well-respected institute of contemporary history in Munich. I'm imagining that you would agree with those who say that to ban a book is what makes it more desirous. To publish it is, you know, in this case, to read it and mock it.
Yeah, it is already happening, what you say, that there is a lot of speculation and myth what's in the text and whether the book should be read or not. If the book is available and you will read it, you will find it quite boring and it's not very well written, but make it available, discuss the background, and we have trust that the civil society in Germany and other places will be able to deal with such a text.
Magnus Brechtin of the Institute of Contemporary History in Munich. They are working on the annotations now for the new release of Mein Kampf in January 2016 in Germany. Magnus, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks.